Zara Impresario Magazine presents Christina Aguirre. I had the opportunity to talk with Christina Aguirre, a woman born in Sinaloa but who has lived in Ciudad Juarez for more than 20 years, who has made her life on this border, a communicator, media entrepreneur, very clear like any good northerner who tells us part of his history and his professional vision. Christina, tell me a little about yourself.
I am a communications specialist by profession, graduated from the Autonomous University of Chihuahua. Here from the Faculty of Political and Social Sciences of the UACH. I was born in Sinaloa and, like many people who come to Ciudad Juarez, looking for a better future, a better job, how to build a family. I arrived in Ciudad Juarez at the age of 17 and came with my one-year-old baby. I was a teenage mother and studied university here, being married. When my youngest children were born, I was a mother who studied, worked, was a wife and everything at the same time.
Where have you worked?
I have worked in the media. I have always had a taste, a true particular inclination for the media. Since I was a child, I knew what I was going to do. I have worked in my own media. I have always created, produced and edited my own media, with my own concept, with a fresh concept, because I believe that people should be spoken to as they are. The most successful was called Juaritos Online, the news in Chile, with a touch of mischief and colloquial language. We reached the people and it was a very beloved medium. We were very successful, but for personal reasons I no longer had time to dedicate to it. You know that in the media, especially the news, you don't sleep. At any time you have to be reporting. How have you seen the evolution of communicators and the media?
We were all born with a gift of communicating something and we have the talent to do it.
The closest example we have now are all the YouTubers and TikTokers who are experts in communicating something. We are talking about doctors, engineers, accountants, teachers, who communicate perfectly well what they do.
I insist, we were all born with a gift of communicating.
Now technology allows us to reach many people, with the immediacy that is due with the advantage that you reach the privacy of each home and each person regardless of the time.
Do electronic and digital media educate?
I think so. I don't know if it's good or bad, but it's doing it.
The communication itself not only makes you heard, but people who listen also manage to discipline themselves in some way.
Today many of them are used to entertain only, but there are those who generate content on important topics that will eventually educate you.
Throughout Mexico we are in the middle of a process that requires effectively communicating the problems, ideas and proposed solutions.
What must be done to achieve this?
Having to communicate makes you have or get an idea of what is happening in society.
Notice that when I think about how to communicate, I think about how to reach families, how to reach youth.
When I talk about communicating to Juarez families, I'm talking about telling people exactly how the situation is regarding issues of interest.
When you talk about a particular issue, for example, something that afflicts the city, something that afflicts citizens, something that afflicts women, mobility, in truth, you have to say it straight, as it is.
Don't dress up, don't talk to people as if they were children, who don't know anything.
What's more, even children already know about many topics.
Children are super smart. They understand absolutely everything you tell them, and you have to communicate in a totally clear way.
And for it to be effective and efficient, you have to talk to them like it's in the language that people use.
You don't have to modify anything at all.
In this same context, do you think that our legislators and officials are missing that part of communicating with people?
That's what I told you before starting the interview.
It's not that they don't communicate, it's that there is a lot of apathy.
Given that what they communicate is not entertainment content, it is also necessary for officials and legislators to communicate with colloquial language.
Explain to people and tell them how the situation is in the country, without pears and without apples, just as it is.
I think this would open the door for politicians to communicate more effectively.
Will we need to train legislators or their advisors in this part of communication so that they can communicate what they think and also listen back to the people they are supposed to represent or what is needed?
Notice that more than training the new generations of politicians in terms of communication tools, I think it must be a round trip, that society must worry about communicating with them.
The new generations are not interested in the subject.
That is a reality.
However, it is an obligation as citizens to be interested in these issues, and it is a fact that legislators, public officials and governments in general have to take advantage of new communication tools to report the situation in the country, as well as what they are becoming professionals in general on all digital platforms.
As a businesswoman, from your point of view, what does the government need to do to make things easier for you to start a business?
I think that the federal government needs to return support to entrepreneurs, training and sufficient fiscal incentives to get started. Before we had a figure that allowed small business owners to start a business. Today it no longer exists that we ask young people to be creative and to undertake and to generate jobs without the appropriate conditions for them who start from the bottom. I think that the federal Congress has to rethink the strategy to be able to support young entrepreneurs and older adults who are retiring but still have the energy to undertake. Copyright 2024 Grupo Editorial Zara Impresario, all rights reserved. Any opinion expressed in the various contents of this podcast is the responsibility of the person who expresses it and does not necessarily reflect the position of this publishing house.